阿尔伯特亲王的生日。
Prince Albert's birthday.
James, said Queen Victoria, it's my husband's birthday tomorrow. He needs a new hat.
Queen Victoria's butler was very old and very deaf.
What did you say, Your Majesty?
He asked.
A new hat, James,
the Queen said loudly.
My husband, Prince Albert, needs a new hat. A hat made out of beaver skin. Their skins are warm and waterproof, you know. Nothing else will do. Only the best beaver.
The best beaver, James said. Leave it to me, Your Majesty.
The next day, the royal family gathered round Prince Albert,as he opened his birthday presents. James handed Queen Victoria an enormous box tied with a pink ribbon.
Good gracious! She exclaimed. This box is a trifle heavy.
The box was almost as big as the Queen. She staggered over to her husband with it.
Happy birthday, Albert, dearest,
she gasped, plonking the box on his lap.
Thank you, my dear,
Prince Albert opened the box.
Goodness, he exclaimed. How amusing.
Oh, said the princes,
how amusing.
Ah, said the princesses, how amusing.
Queen Victoria,peeped into the box.
A sleepy beaver blinked up at her.
This is not a hat, said the Queen, looking sternly at the others. We are not amused.
She's the best beaver I could find, said James.
Prince Albert gently took the beaver out of the box.And put her down on the floor. The beaver sat up and began to groom her whiskers.
Oh, said the princes, how amusing.
Ah, said the princesses, how amusing.
She's not supposed to be amusing, said the queen. She's supposed to be a hat.
Can we keep her, Papa?
Asked Princess Alice.
Of course, my dear, said Prince Albert. She's my best birthday present ever. What shall we call her?
Best, said Princess Alice, because she's your best birthday present ever, and she's the best beaver in the whole wide world.
If she isn't, said the Queen,We can always make her into a hat.
That evening, many important people arrived at the palace for Prince Albert's birthday party.
Remember your manners,
Queen Victoria reminded her children.
Only speak when you are spoken to.
Yes, Mama,
said the princes and the princesses.Prince Albert's birthday presents were on display in the hall.
Upon my word,
said the Prime Minister, looking into Best's box.
I have never seen a live beaver before. Those enormous teeth. Is she fierce?
Oh, no, said Princess Alice. Best is the best beaver in the whole wide world.
She'd make a spiffing hat, said the Prime Minister. Beaver skin is warm and waterproof, you know.
Don't worry, Best, Princess Alice whispered. No one's going to make you into a hat.
Dong, 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 went the gong.
Dinner is served, said James.
Princess Alice...carried Best's box into the dining room and put it on the floor beside her. Prince Albert stood up.
Let the banquet begin, he said.
Happy birthday, everyone cheered. It was a very long dinner.
Munch, munch, munch.
The guests ate and ate and ate. At last, it was time for dessert. The table was covered with silver dishes piled high, with raspberry jellies, chocolate puddings, and strawberry ice cream.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Remember your manners, Alice, dear. Keep your mouth shut while you eat,
Queen Victoria told her.
It's not me, Mama, said Princess Alice. The slurping noise is coming from the Prime Minister, and the crunching noise is coming from under the table.
She took another spoonful of pudding.
Slurp,
slurp, slurp.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Princess Alice lifted the tablecloth and peered under the table.
Ogle,
she gurgled.
Remember your manners, Alice, dear. Don't speak with your mouth full,
Queen Victoria told her. Princess Alice swallowed her pudding.
Get away from the table, she yelled.
Alice, dear, said the Queen, remember your manners. Ask nicely. Say please.
But, Mama, Best has escaped from her box and she's chewing the table leg.
Alice, said the Queen, turning pink, mind your language. It's very bad manners to mention any part of the body at the dinner table. But...
Too late. The table leg gave way. A pile of strawberry ice cream, raspberry jellies and chocolate puddings toppled off the table.
Plop!
They landed in the Prime Minister's lap.
Goodness!
He exclaimed as raspberry jelly dripped from his moustache and chocolate pudding ran down his trousers.
Tee-hee-hee!
Giggled the princes and princesses.
How amusing!
We are not amused, said the Queen. Alice, find a stronger box and put Best back in the hall.
Alice bounced on Best, who was dragging the table leg towards the door, and wrestled her out of the room.
Alice, dear, do try to be more ladylike.
Queen Victoria sighed, then turned to her ancient butler.
James,
the Queen ordered in a very loud but very ladylike voice,
clear up this mess. We will go through to the parlour.
It was midnight by the time Prince Albert's guests were ready to leave. A very tired James threw open the door between the parlour and the hall.
Damn!
Shouted Princess Alice. The Queen fainted.
Albert!
Gasped the Queen, as Prince Albert held smelling salts to her nose.
To hear such an impolite word from our own dear daughter's lips!
Alice is right,
said the prince.
It is a dam.
The Queen went pale.
It's a beaver dam,
Prince Albert went on.
Look, Best has chewed through the banisters and made a dam from all the pieces of wood. She's used the other presents to block up the holes. There's the scarf from the Prime Minister and the diamonds from India. And there are the bagpipes from Scotland, and the sausages from Germany.
Ooh, said the princes. How amusing. Ah,
said the princesses,
amusing.
We are not amused, gasped the Queen. Prime Minister, please give me the name of your hat maker.
Mama, please don't make Best into a hat, Alice cried.
Not any old hat, Alice dear, said the Queen. A hat of Best Beaver.
Alice began to cry. Tears plopped onto the floor.
Alice dear, said Queen Victoria, use your handkerchief. Do try to set a good example and keep a stiff upper lip.
Alice cried even harder. All the other princes and princesses started to sob noisily.
Your Majesty, said James,
raising his croaky voice,
it might be best if I returned Best to her family at the zoo.
That's a jolly good idea, Prince Albert said. Cheer up, everyone. We can go and visit Best at the zoo.
All the princes and princesses took out their handkerchiefs and blew their noses. Then they cheered, Hooray! The next day, the royal family visited the zoo. In the beaver enclosure, the lodge was quiet. 5 lines of bubbles were crossing the beaver pond.
It's Best, said Alice. The best beaver in the whole wide world.
Best came out of the water, followed by 4 tiny beaver kits.
Ooh, said the princes. Ah, said the princesses.
How delightful, said the Queen. We are amused.
Prince Albert took off his old hat.
From now on, he said, I shall never wear another hat made of beaver skin.
Hooray! Cheered the princes and princesses.
Quite right, Albert dear, said the Queen. We must find you a hat made of something else. A bowler hat. See to it, James. Hooray!
James looked puzzled.
Prince Albert wants you to bring him a bowler, the Queen said loudly.
Pardon, Your Majesty.
A bowler.
At once, Your Majesty.
James hurried off, muttering, whatever would they ask for next? A bowler? He wouldn't find one of those at the zoo.